For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Big announcement from Chase Performing Arts Center and Albert Nocciolino. The new season has been revealed, starting with On Your Feet. That's the Emilio and Gloria Estefan musical, and I guess you saw it on Broadway?
Oh, sure. Not only is there a season starting with it, that is the start of the national tour. Just as they started with Finding Neverland here, this time it will be On Your Feet.
And they're going to rehearse it here?
Yeah. Do you think that Emilio and Gloria will come? That would be exciting.
How could they not?
But other things that I've seen in this season, they're bringing a run of Phantom of the Opera, which will be very popular, and Lion King, which will be very popular.
Right.
A lot of people don't realize that Andrew Lloyd Webber did a sequel to Phantom of the Opera called Love Never Dies, which transports the Phantom to Coney Island in New York toward the turn of the 20th century. I saw that in London with Sierra Bogues, the original Little Mermaid, playing Christine. He's hanging out at the freak show there where no one will notice him, and she comes to sing her debut in New York, and he finds her.
So wow.
Coming.
Well, it almost seems like all Webber all the time, because before Love Never Dies, next April of 2018, it's Andrew Lloyd Webber's School of Rock.
Which is also great fun and good for young audiences. I think the one tucked into the announcement that is the come on for future subscribers is that Hamilton has announced its tour. Buffalo is on the tour for 2018-19, but they're already trying to use the lure of Hamilton to get people to subscribe now, as if Shays has any difficulty getting people to subscribe at all. They have a robust subscription.
It is one of the great success stories of downtown Buffalo, now on a much smaller stage, but definitely long awaited. It's Cleopatra, starring the fabulous Jimmy Janowski, and it opens tonight at 8.
Well, you know, smaller stage, but equally large pretensions, I think, these great performances by Jimmy, this is a Charles Bush play. Charles Bush, many of the roles that Jimmy is well known for in Buffalo, Charles Bush wrote and played on the New York stage, where he is one of the great leading ladies of the New York stage, often in these larger-than-life roles, such as Cleopatra. Funny as all get out, every Egyptian cliche employed in this production. The great Cleopatra, Mark Antony.
Looking forward to it. Again, that's tonight. Opening night tonight at 8.
We'll watch Jimmy barge down the Nile.
We were both extremely impressed with the Road Less Traveled production of...
What are you going to do now?
I'm going to say The Mother with the Hat.
Right. The title that's unspeakable on radio, unprintable in most print media. But as it turns out, that is just the right word for a beautifully written play by Stephen Adlai Gyrgyz about a man who's trying to pull his life together after a period of incarceration. He doesn't want to give up his girlfriend despite her slight and consistent
infidelities
and substance abuse problem. But all's going well. He's gotten a job. Everything's terrific. And then he notices in her apartment
a hat. And it's not his.
It's not his. So drama ensues. I was very pleased with the performances. I thought that Anthony Alcocer does very well in the lead role. I enjoyed Melinda Karpeles-Rowe as the girlfriend. Rolando Gomez as the gay cousin. Not an easy role, but a delicious role. I thought he did it very well. Greg Howes as the best friend and sponsor.
Right. Ralph D. It really is an excellent production, and we encourage folks, if you're put off by the title, absolutely don't be. The direction by Victoria Perez, everything moves very, very quickly. Not an awkward moment all evening. I mentioned during our last theater talk that I was a little nervous about going seeing Stop Kiss because I didn't realize that the violence takes place off stage.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't know that.
Oh, no. They go back to the moment just before it happens. Yes.
And it is so well done. It's told out of chronological order, but all evening long, you're building towards the kiss.
The moment, yeah.
Unfortunately, it's only up for two more shows over at the Subversive Theater.
I did get to a couple of other things around town. It was the opening weekend of Brian Delaney's The Seedbed at the Irish Classical Theater Company, and they've given it a handsome outing. Particularly strong performance by Kristen Tripp Kelly. It's Family Secrets. Interestingly, a lot in common with A View from the Bridge from a certain perspective.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, plays out very, very differently.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.